All right, Shelby.
Yeah.
TV show you binged over the break, go. I know you binged something.
I did. What's okay, I can't say the name, all but right. I can spell it.
Spell it.
S-C-H-I-T-T-S Creek.
So Shit Creek.
With an S.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's pretty cool. What is
it? Oh
that?
My gosh, it's so funny.
What is it?
Okay, about? So it is these people that are crazy rich.
All right.
So basically, they own like the Canadian version of Blockbuster.
Oh, very okay. Nice.
And at some point...
So this is like set in the 90s?
No. It's present day.
All right.
Okay. But it was a little bit... So it's like it's going on to season 6. So they started a while back. Okay. But at some point, the guy that was controlling all of their money, like helping their mm-hmm. financial guy and things yeah. like that, steals all of their money.
Dang.
So they go from having like... millions and millions and millions of dollars yeah. to going totally broke.
Like Rocky V.
even more so than that. But one of the things that the IRS lets them keep mm-hmm. is this town that the dad bought as a joke for his son yeah. called...
Shit Creek.
With an S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
And so it's like they get moved to this town that's yeah. like little tiny town, middle of nowhere. I mean...
That's weird.
Yeah, but it's Eugene and Daniel Levy. Do you remember Eugene
yeah, I
Levy?
Remember Eugene Levy?
And the mom, you probably don't know her name, but she's the one that was the mom in Home Alone. And
oh.
she and Eugene Levy have been in like have been in tons of shows together.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I thought his career was over after like the
no.
whole American Pie thing.
No.
Like, you know, being the only that no. was that's the, all I know him as is the like the weird
the,
awkward
yeah.
dad.
No,
in these
he's been in tons of
horrendously
other
perverted movies.
Like seriously? Funniest TV show.
Okay. I'm going to have to give that a shot. I got to tell
you. But
you got to
get through the first 3 episodes.
Okay, dude. I can't stand shows like that, though, man. The only
you have to.
People are like, you just got to get through the entire first season
no,
of The Office
the
before
three.
It gets funny. No. I haven't seen The Office, by the way, for those of you
That's
listening.
Horrible.
I know. It's horrible. Fight
oh,
me.
Oh, you know what else we binged
What's
over
that?
The break? Lost in Space, season 2.
Is that any good, though, Lost
oh,
in Space?
Oh, my gosh. I love that show.
So the only thing I watched during break was Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And I got to tell you, I thought I was going to plow through all the seasons available. I'm still on season 3.
Yeah.
That's how much like I don't watch TV
yeah,
and
I gotcha.
Movies, you know?
I gotcha.
It's just I can't sit still.
I can't watch TV when it's actually on.
Yeah.
You know, when it's the actual time for it. Mm-hmm. So season 6 of this show has just started. Seasons 1 through 5 are on Netflix. Season
okay.
6 just started.
Yeah.
And you can only watch it like one episode at a time. Mm-hmm. Drives me nuts now.
Yeah.
So I'm taping all of them and waiting.
It's like, for me, it's got to be like a high-quality show. And what I mean by that is, I'm not talking about production value.
No, I know what you're saying.
I'm not talking about the stories. I'm talking about Jimmy high quality. Can I sit through it and watch this without getting jittery, without getting up? Will I literally laugh out loud at
this
it?
This one, I've laughed out loud
If I just do
times.
That thing where I do that thing, you know what I'm talking about? That
yeah.
heavy breath? Sorry?
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got to laugh out loud, literally. Or if I got to like.
I yeah. laugh out loud in this one. But it could be just because, like, they're so incredibly rich and ridiculous. And they're set in a situation where nobody gets them and how they are.
Yeah.
But they still have all these qualities. And you see them start to change and develop as characters throughout all of this.
Yeah.
But they still have these moments.
All right.
The mom is hilarious. And her name is Moira.
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 Ugh.
Yeah.
So I'll give it a shot, but it's going to be a bit because I got to finish Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay, I gotcha.
I just started a new show.
Ah.
And you're going to laugh at me for it. It's called La Casa de los Flores.
Is that like a,
it's a telenovela?
Telenovela, that's
it's
it.
It's a telenovela.
Novela. I got to watch my telenovelas.
I got to watch my novelas. And it was just, it's drama. That's all
those
there is
are drama.
To it. And last night I'm over there watching it, and at least 5 or 6 times you hear me
no,
followed by
really?
That expletive deleted for whoever that person was. Because they do some shady stuff, you know, and it's a family. Of course, they're going through financial ruin and all that good stuff, and it's just great quality television.
Yeah. You know what else
for
I
me?
Did
hmm.
over the break? As I listened to some podcasts. So I have a favorite podcast. I don't know if we've ever talked about this.
We never talked. We talked a little bit about it, but we haven't talked too
did
much.
Did we
about
talk
it.
About My Favorite Murder?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So that is like.
Murder, guys.
And I know you guys probably think I'm a freak and I'm a weirdo, but there
That's
is
fine.
A group of us out there
mm-hmm.
that are fascinated by the stories that go with it. And that's part of this whole other podcast is it's my favorite murder, and they talk about different murders. Mm-hmm. And what's really cool at the end
yeah.
is they have people like email in and talk about a murder that happened in like their city or surrounding area.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And you know, we had one over the break. So we had that one.
Yeah.
And that was just so where they found that girl. This is so horrible. Where they found the girl's body was mm-hmm. like less than 10 miles away from our house.
That was the dude that they had the shootout over there in Ironman Park, right?
No. This is the one, I think, where the girl killed her best friend and tried to steal the child.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I was talking about another one. There was a guy who walked into this party, shot his ex-girlfriend, I think, to death. It was Christmas mm-hmm. Eve. And then he leaves, and then the police have a shootout. Like with
that
him,
was here in
like
town?
In Herman Park.
How did I miss this?
Yeah, and the only reason I knew about it is because one of my good friends, she works for an institution in Herman Park. I won't name her because I don't want to just be funny. Yeah. She knows I'm talking about her right now and she's laughing, but it's fine. she, you know, heard about it, and apparently, the police, you know, confronted them in the park and they had a shootout with them.
When was this?
This was over break. This was before New Year's.
Oh my gosh, we were down in that area on December 30th.
I think
I don't remember anything happening. In the afternoon. We didn't get there till later. We stayed like that Hotel Zaza.
Yeah,
know where that one is, right across. Yeah.
Yeah. So it went down over there. So apparently there was two murders over the bridge. It's nuts, isn't it?
That's crazy. Yeah. I don't remember seeing any cop cars or anything. Nothing being closed off.
Well, it was closed off. They had that area of the park shut down.
Okay, maybe
cordoned off by the police.
Oh, I'm gonna have to look this up now.
You have to look it up. Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
What the heck? I'll do it later. I'll do it while we're on this. You're like, don't do it right now.
Look it right now. On your new phone, congratulations.
I did. I upgraded. I went to the iPhone XR. It's a little techy.
I rolled my eyes at you.
I know you did because you don't like the iPhone.
Yeah, you need to go to Samsung.
I can't make the move.
You can
I have
make
too
the
much
move.
Of my life stored on the cloud.
What I heard is I'm a slave to Apple.
It's called the cloud. Okay, but speaking of, you've read Scythe, right?
Yes.
And Thunderhead and the Toll?
So,
Scythe is the first one by Schusterman. You haven't read that yet? Oh my gosh, Jimmy. Basically in Scythe, and I know we've talked about this before, because I think I talked about it in one of our presentations.
I read something else by Schusterman.
You've probably read like Unwind or one
that
of
was
those.
It.
Yeah.
Unwind, yeah.
So you have to read Scythe. So Scythe is another one of his, and it's a trilogy. Yes. The cloud becomes the Thunderhead. It's an it's basically taken over everything we do. It decides what's best for us and things like that.
It does that now.
Well, even more so. But people can't die because we have like these ambidrones and these nanites that are in our body to keep us from dying. We go deadish, but we can't die. And I've got my husband like stuck on it now. He's like, I gotta go listen to
it. I
wanna
live forever.
Because he's an audiobook person. Yeah. You know I love audiobooks, but he's like, that's his thing. So it's like, you know, we start to become overpopulated. Mm-hmm. So one of the ways that they've chosen to, you know, fix this overpopulation, and if you get to like 40, you can turn back and like look 20 again.
Wow.
So it's all these really cool things. But the way that they keep the population down is they have scythes.
Okay.
And they're the ones that choose who live and die. So they get to make the decision on it. And it's all like, they have quotas they have to hit. They have all these like rules and regulations that go with it. But the Thunderhead cannot in any way get into Scythe business. That's the only thing he cannot be involved in.
Wow. See, that's how I know, like, I shouldn't be like a politician or anything like that. Because
you're already
just said
there going,
that right
ah.
now. Yeah, I was thinking about it. I was like, man, I would love that job. You know how many, like, much stuff I would
do. And that's
like,
the whole thing about this. Yeah. And you got to read the book because it's that whole discussion of who are the right people for that job.
Oh, dude, that dude
and it's
who
really,
didn't hold
the
door open for me, it's like, you know what?
The politics in this book are ridiculous because you start to see the politics between the two different Scythe groups and how they believe and how they... Oh, it's fantastic.
I'd be a great
I love Scythe. Schusterman to pieces.
I'd be one of those like, yo, you didn't tag me in that tweet, dog.
You might want... I think before we do... Well, maybe not before we do the next podcast, but within a couple... You're going to have to read it. Or at least listen to it. We have it on the school stuff.
I know we have it on the
it's
school
stuff. It's on Sora.
It's just...
There's a little plug for Sora.
I'm reading my stuff right now.
I know.
Let me tell you about the stuff I'm reading right now. I got two books by the same author. Valeria Luiselli. She's a Mexican writer. She lives here in the United States. But I'm reading her stuff in Spanish. The first book I'm reading is called Los Ingravidos. It's the...
Those are nice and short, little quick ones.
Yeah, they are. And
well, I'd have to translate in my head, so they wouldn't be nice and short and quick. They wouldn't be nice and short. It'd take me 10 years.
The first one's Los Ingravidos, and those are the like kind of like the faces. And the second one is La Historia de Mis Dientes. It's the story of my teeth.
My teeth?
Yeah.
Like...
Teeth, like...
What they've eaten, what they've... No, is that how she writes? Is that what she's writing about?
I don't know about this one. It's still in the plastic, which is weird about Spanish books because they like shrink wrap their books.
Keeps them. I gotta tell you, I love
that. Yeah, we don't do that here in the States, and we get bent stupid books from Barnes and Noble.
But the thing is it only paperbacks they do in the plastic, or is it all of them?
Hardcovers, girl. Everything.
Oh, I want mine done like this.
Everything.
Look, she was eating fortune cookies. I don't know if that's what it's about. But can you imagine, like, chewing on a pencil and telling the story of the pencil?
That would be legit.
Oh, my gosh. That's your next book.
I'll tell you if it's like that.
If it's like that, that's if it's not, that's your next book. We're going to have this discussion.
I'm going to talk about my books in a minute.
Okay.
So, and the second one is, the first one I was talking about, Los Ingravidos, it's from two different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the narrator who's writing a book and the narrator in the book that she's writing.
Okay.
And at first, I really wasn't feeling this. It was kind of, like, frustrating. But there was a part in it that made me say damn and close the book.
Mm.
And it's...
Those are the ones that get you. I know you. Yeah. And those are the ones that get you.
I guess in the context, it was a lot more powerful because... I don't know. Now I'm reading it and I'm like, that's a stupid quote. I should have quoted it. But given the context of the book, it was really powerful. It made me put the book down. But she's absolutely becoming someone that I'm interested in reading a lot more of. And particularly because, you know, I've been reading a lot of Spanish stuff lately because of my trips. And just, you know, when I get infatuated with something,
I get infatuated. We know this. Yeah, we know this about you.
And so I've also been reading.
I think everyone on here knows this about you.
Whatever. I've also been reading the poetry of Pablo Neruda. Excuse me. And his stuff is pretty great, too, along with I got this anthology of Latin American poets. Because, like, I just realized if I'm going to be reading in this language and writing in this language, I got to be able to have the knowledge of that.
That's true.
You know, particular language of that study because just I have so much of it in English. I got to have it in Latino America.
Yep. I gotcha.
And what the hell else have I been reading?
I was a big old mix over the break.
Yeah, me too.
A huge mix.
I read some more Javier Marias books. His stuff is pretty good. Oh, man. Corazón tan blanco. Heart so white by Javier Marias.
That was one of the ones you had started when we last podcasted. And I apologize that we have not podcasted in a while. Number one.
Yes.
I got sick.
Yeah, you did.
And I still have the cough. I've had the cough and I've been sick since after Thanksgiving. The day after Thanksgiving this started. And I still have it. And it is January, what, 7th, 8th, 9th?
Yep.
I
she sounded
still
like
have
death,
the cough.
Y'all. I called her
oh
up.
Oh, my gosh.
She was like, how's it going?
At one point, I lost my voice completely for, like, almost a week. And I'm here at school talking to kids like, hello. Yeah.
That's, dude, I would have stayed my life home.
I came.
45 personal days. I would have took them all.
I know. I have a ton. I should have, but I never do.
Yeah. I don't know.
It wasn't contagious. I'd already broken
so
a fever.
You say,
I know I went to the doctor and had him check it out. So, I wasn't contagious anymore.
Anyways, going back, Javier Marias, Heart So White. Read that book. If you don't pick it up in Spanish, Corazón Tan Blanco, read it in English.
What is it in English? Heart So White?
Heart So White.
Okay.
That book was messed up.
Game changer.
It's one of those ones where you're reading this and you think to yourself, what is the point of the story? Why am I here? And you kind of pick up on things like, well, that's mysterious. I'd like to know more. And then it just gives it to you. And you're left stunned because you realize it's one of those things like, man, we go about our daily lives knowing very little about the people around us.
So I'm telling you, if this book that you're reading over here.
Yeah, the story of my teeth.
Is not what I think it is. We're going to sit down and I'm going to give you a story to write.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Speaking of which, I finished my second novel.
That's right.
Over the break.
You were madman typing.
Yeah, I was. I had
That's
a deadline.
What you said, right? You were madman typing?
I had a deadline to January 5th. I started in August, and my editor, Tori, shout out Tori, she told me, you know, you need to have it by this date, and I need you to actually meet this deadline because I didn't meet the first deadline for my.
No one ever does.
And I finished it. It's called La Carretera. And my little one-liner about what the story is about, it's a young man has disturbing nightmares and turns to demonology and witchcraft to solve his problems. Yeah. I like it. So it's pretty, pretty dark.
I know about this book.
Yeah. My mom knows about witchcraft and things like that. I went up to her and asked her, I said, if XYZ happened while you were performing Element OP, what would be your reaction? And she just stared at me. She literally said, like, what the hell are you up to? Like, you shouldn't be doing any of this stuff. I'm like, I'm not. I'm just writing about it. She's like, please don't get involved in that.
Don't even pretend.
So for those of you who don't believe in that stuff, take it with a grain of salt. At least just be entertained by it.
That's right. We had that conversation about it recently because I read The Ninth House.
Yeah.
I need to read that. Oh, man, too. I love that book.
Okay.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so over the break, I was all over the place. Not only the break, but kind of recently. Yeah. I've probably read some others that I don't even remember. I've got them all stacked somewhere. So I did...
Take a picture.
Yeah. I read the follow-up books for Crazy Rich Asians. I read that a while ago. We read it in book club, you know, through...
Can I just make a disclaimer as an Asian person?
Yeah.
We're not all crazy rich like that.
They are crazy rich.
Yeah.
Well, because remember,
I wish I was crazy rich.
Shane, so my husband Shane lived in Singapore before he moved to the United States. Yeah. For those of you that don't know, and it is exactly like, and what's funny is some of the things that they mentioned in there, because I made him go back and read the book and we watched the movie together, is a lot of those things that they reference in there. He's like, oh yeah, those are all, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He said, and the guy that's wrote it, it's apparently similar to one of the people in the novel that's like a sibling or a cousin or something of this group. It's kind of how they...
Well, hopefully one day I'll be published and, you know, make some decent money and I could tell you about the Mexican elite. You know, how we do things over there. Hopefully I'll be we and not be describing them.
So I did China Rich Girlfriend and Rich People Problems, which are the two follow-ups. I read a book called Nightbird, which is kind of like thriller, mystery sort of thing, because you know that's what I do. If You Tell.
Okay.
Now, this one is kind of one of those true story craziness. Right. It's these girls growing up in this family, and there's some other people in the family, but mom is psycho.
Yeah.
She is crazy, and it's kind of the story of how she became who she was and what happened to these girls. Oh my gosh.
Isn't it interesting to discover, like, to see the timeline of someone who was, like, normal and then they just, like,
lost No, mom their mind. Was never normal. And that's kind of the start of this is you start to see.
People who were born crazy and just always crazy. And you know what? For those of you getting a little triggered or offended by that, I don't mean, like, you know, mental.
No. This is like.
Things like that.
Like torturous things.
Yeah.
And I mean,
kind of like
just
the psychopathic behavior. She's a psychopath
in terms of these things, like serial weird things going on. I mean it that way, like
kind of like cockroaches murderer, on the clothesline in the back lined up.
Like praying mantis crazy staple things to the tree. Going on.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of this, and I'm going to take a little tangent for a second.
As we do.
Okay. So, over the break...
Dude, let me find out you were doing this stuff over the break.
So I'm hanging out with you. So, over the break, you guys know, I mean, we've talked about this before, my whole, you know, serial killer fascination, reading these books and things like that.
Where is
I read another book. Well, I didn't read this one. I listened to this one about Original Night Stalker, Golden State Killer.
All right.
Listened to another book because I've read all these other ones. And in this book, they mention how... The neighbors of this guy, because remember they caught him, the neighbors of him remember him being a certain way, and they remember him being like psychotic and like going outside and cutting his grass so it's the perfect length and things like that. We have someone in our neighborhood that does this.
Yeah.
And I'm like extra aware of this guy now. Every time I drive by, I'm looking.
All right.
I know you.
Okay.
I do, you know, the double finger on the eye and point it to him. Yeah. I just a heads up. So,
all right, so where's this going then?
I don't know. I'm aware of this person. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yes.
Moving on. Okay. So I read, so this is a YA book that I've heard about for years and years and years. It's a little older now. It's called Pushing the Limits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, typical story, like girls really smart and kind of hidden and bad boy.
Yeah.
They beat, and she tutors him.
Yeah.
And tons of people love it, and I'm just like, I can't do another one of these.
You're right.
You know, redheaded, and
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, okay.
So I read King of Scars by Bardugo. Good. Not, meh.
All right.
438 Days, which is like stuck at sea sort of a thing.
Dang.
That one was good. started The Institute by Stephen King just recently. Mm-hmm. And then I also read The Silent Patient over the break.
How was that?
It's good.
Okay.
It's really good. And there's a big twist at the end. It's one of those, though. So after I read it, I went and looked at some of the reviews. Some, you know, it's kind of one of those. Most loved it. Mm-hmm. But some were weird about it.
Right.
You know, so if you're just looking for a good kind of mystery thriller to get you going into this new year, Silent Patient is a good one. Okay. That's what I chose for our, because we have a book club here at school.
Yeah.
That's what my month is for the book I chose, is I'm doing that one with them, even though I've already read it. But
right on.
Yeah. The other one I had initially chosen, most people had already read.
Really quick, mm-hmm. I just got reminded about this. What's this class that you're doing?
Ah. Okay, so the reason Jimmy knows that I have a class tonight is we've got to finish our podcast early because I got to go on my way to class.
Yeah.
So tonight's the first night.
You're really excited about this.
I'm very excited about
this.
I don't know
if I'm going to make fun of you.
I'm going to U of H tonight, which is University of Houston, for those of you that are not in Houston.
Okay.
I am taking a class, and I'm new from this class.
All right.
I am going to become an organic vegetable specialist from taking this class. I'm going to have a certificate in everything. I'm going to be a certified organic vegetable specialist.
You don't have to do that. Just don't spray the things with poisons.
I'm so excited. Though, but it's so cool because the guy, listen to me, I'm so excited. The guy that is teaching the class is like the end all be all of gardening in Houston and the Southwest Texas area and Southeast Texas area. I'm so excited. Listen to me, even clapping.
How do you know that this dude is the end all be all?
Because I've looked at all the stuff about him, and we're starting with his book tonight. And
he has a book, of course he does.
Of course he has a book, don't they all? He's a professor.
Hold up a second.
It's from Urban Harvest. If you guys have never been on to Urban Harvest, so if you're in the Houston area and you're interested in starting to grow your own garden and starting to help with the environment, Jimmy.
I help the environment plenty. I put it in the green bin.
So over the break, we built a compost pile. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have a compost pile in our backyard now. And someone already made mention to me. They go, you know you're going to get rats, right? And I'm like, yes, I know I'm going to get rats.
That's not...
But we already had rats.
That's cool. Okay. Yeah.
Have I told you? No, because this happened over the break.
So why invite more?
Well, because they're in a different area. So over the break...
Oh my God.
This is another thing that happened over the break. We were in the backyard. And have we talked about my dog in here? My husband and I's dog?
We've talked about your dog, but we haven't talked about your dog and the rats.
Okay, so, Ozzy, her name's Ozzy, A-U-S-S-I-E, not like Ozzy Osbourne, mm-hmm. and it's Ozzy because my husband's Australian. So it's Ozzy, like Ozzy, oi, oi, oi. Okay? So Ozzy was in the backyard, and I'm playing with her, and so she goes in this area that's kind of, it's the weed area, from all the weeds that are coming from our neighbor's backyard.
Right. Everybody
so the neighbor next to us, mm-hmm. at some point in the last 12 months, probably 18 months now, moved out of his house and mm-hmm. never comes.
To like,
it's a disaster area. Yeah. The front, he had someone come over one day and mow it because it was getting so tall, but it's all weeds and dirt now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's that. And then the backyard, he has a pool that looks like mm-hmm. an actual, it's full of pond scum, and it looks, it's a cesspool.
Why don't you get the guy who cuts his lawn with the scissors in your neighborhood?
I might go talk to him about it down the street.
This is a passion project.
Yeah.
Come to the house.
But the stuff in the backyard is past my hips.
Jeez.
And because of this, now we're getting little critters.
Yeah.
So we were out there one day, and I was playing with her, and all of a sudden, she's like messing around with something. Next thing I know, she comes up from the grass and has this animal in her mouth. I'm like, oh my God. And she's shaking it. And I mean, she's like 60 pounds. She's a big girl, you know? She's golden retriever and
she's
poodle.
Like,
and, you know, when they,
yeah.
So I'm like, drop it, you know, screaming at her. And she drops it. And I look over and it's a rat.
Ugh.
I'm not a mouse. It is a full rat.
Jesus.
Thank goodness it wasn't like one of those gross, like, New York ones.
So
it at least looked like a field rat or something.
You got
She's
Pokemon,
shaking it. And, yeah.
You got Pokemon high-level grass in your next-door neighbor's yard.
Pretty close.
And you want to start
it's
a
like,
pile?
We don't know. It's on the other side. It's somewhere else completely different.
Oh, my God.
But no, ours is... So, the way we did ours, it's not just like a pile.
I imagine a pile of, like, garbage.
No. We built... I mean, we I'll show you a picture of it.
Yeah, let's see it because I'm judging
we
you.
built these little sections of it, and it's got chicken wire, and hopefully it'll keep a lot of these things out. Let me see.
You built
Sorry
a fence
for
for
those
your
of you
trash.
that are listening to us and you can't see what this thing looks like. I don't have the final one, but
Folks,
this I'll take a picture of the final one. But I mean,
oh
it's
my
actually,
God,
and all of those
dude.
Are filled in. That's like early stages.
That's
and there's Shane
organized.
out there,
Like
cutting it and
you
stuff.
are such a librarian. She had to organize
Heck
the
yeah.
compost pile.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I'll take a picture of it and I'll post it on the Instagram.
That's
page
even worse
and the
than me color grading
Twitter.
My socks, and I just can't believe I admitted to that.
That's you.
You got to know what kind of grays you got going. I mean, look at this. You think this look happened by itself today?
Yes, I do.
That's but messed up because I look cute.
That's the class I'm taking.
Wow.
Get excited because by May, you're going to know a certified organic vegetable specialist. I only go two times a month. Like,
I don't know why I'm going to like brag about that.
You
but
should
I'm
brag about it.
Be
like,
about
listen.
It.
My friend can tell you. No.
Let me tell you about tomatoes, okay? Because Shelby told me.
We're going to talk about the right times to grow, how to
okay.
do it correctly.
Well, then
you're
going to tell me what to do in my backyard so I can grow some dang tomatoes because
okay.
I'm tired of these squirrels. And I don't want to
okay.
shoot them because I took my rifle back out there to point at one
just
and then
do
I
a,
locked
what's it called?
Eyes with it.
Do an air rifle.
Like a just, BB gun?
Yeah, like a BB gun.
But it's still
going
to hurt it.
No, you just hit in the areas around it, and you continue to hit in the areas around it. Don't necessarily hit it. Just shoot in those general areas, and eventually they'll start to go.
Really?
Yeah.
And
you need to be doing
already.
Chicken wire over your tomatoes.
Yeah,
because
no, I also have a pecan tree out in the back, and it's like I can never
oh,
harvest
we,
those
yeah,
things.
Yeah, we have pecans everywhere because those dang squirrels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha. We also have pear trees. I didn't know we had pear trees in our backyard.
Really?
Yeah.
You gotta grow some of them pears, bro.
We are going to grow some pears. I'm excited. This
Do
is the
it.
First year we saw some of them actually grow.
Nice. No, because I want to grow tomatoes, cucumbers. Those are like my
See?
Favorite vegetables.
And if you took this class.
I'm not taking that class.
Just wait till after I'm done. You're going to be jealous. And then you're going to say, I should have taken that class. Thank goodness they offer it multiple times. I didn't
She's
offer
try
it twice
to get me
a
to
year.
Take this class.
I've tried to
oh,
talk people into it. Apparently,
gosh.
I'm the only person that wants to take this class.
Yeah.
Well, there's like three of us or four of us in the class.
What is it? What are the numbers to make?
There's four people in the class.
Two?
There's four people in the class.
Wow.
I
you
think
guys
we'll
are
see
really
tonight.
Gonna get
we'll
into
see
this
tonight
stuff.
What it looks like. And what's really dorky is so I'm like looking at all the email addresses for
yeah.
people that, and all of them have like garden in their name or something. Like I'm the only one that doesn't have anything related to gardening
well,
in their
the
name.
Amateur.
I'm probably the only one's like, well, I've never done this before, but I'm really interested in it. Yeah, that's going to be me in there.
That is so lame of you.
Well, whatever. I'm excited.
No, I guess it's cool. Not
yeah,
really.
Just throwing it to the wind and going, I'm going.
You know what? That's legit, I guess.
See?
Yeah. I mean, you'll come in handy during the apocalypse.
See? Yeah, I'll be the one growing the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And everyone's going to come to me and go, we should have listened.
Oh my God.
That was so ridiculous.
Yeah, you are ridiculous.
That was so
oh
ridiculous.
My God.
All right. Well, ending on that note,
ending
I got to go to
note.
Class.
Yeah, and I got to go work out. So,
oh, this... I'm going to class.
Dang. All right.
Well, well, we're behind the circulation desk. I'm Shelby. I'm Shelby Slay. Soon to be certified organic vegetable specialist.
And I'm Jimmy Mai, soon to be eating the vegetables of the certified yes. organic specialist.
All right. You guys have a great night.
And we will catch you on the flip.